Welcome to Chip Chat, an interview series that connects you with technology experts around the issues that industry is focused on today. And now your host, Allison Klein.
Welcome to Chip Chat. I'm Allison Klein. I'm joined by Jason Davidson with EMC. Welcome, Jason.
Thank you, Allison, for having us.
It's still a little weird to say Jason Davidson with EMC. You're a longtime friend of mine from Intel. Why don't you tell me about your role at EMC and how you're liking it?
Been with EMC now for about 2 years, and after my 14 years at Intel, and it's been a fantastic switch. My role now is often the one throat to choke for all things Intel mm-hmm. at EMC. Which means that I connect people, and when something goes wrong, I'm the guy they look at. So it's a nice spot to be, and get a lot of fun people to work with.
So you connected me to two experts today that we're going to be interviewing. Why don't you introduce them?
Absolutely. So we have Danny Cobb and Steve Sardella in the room. And Danny is a VP covering a lot of our flash solutions over in the office of the CTO. And Steve is a distinguished engineer in the Global Platform Engineering Group. So I'll let them tell about themselves a little more.
So at EMC, my role is to try to prioritize and coordinate adoption of new technologies, in particular flash and non-volatile memory, across all of our storage platforms. Flash has been an incredibly disruptive force in the data center, enabled in no small part by Intel. And my job is to make sure we're using it wisely, we're aggressive in our leverage of it, and we're building better, more cost-effective platforms because of it.
And Steve, how about you?
So I'm here at IDF with the NVM Express community. I'm EMC's representative to the NVM Express work group and also the promoter group. And we're demoing our Scale-IO product and combining it with the power of NVM Express drives. Intel was actually nice enough to loan us some P3700 drives, which your listeners may know as Fultondale. And so we've included those in our demo.
So EMC is a word that connotes storage in a lot of people's minds. I would love for you guys to start with why software-defined storage is so important to the enterprise and what it means in terms of technology transition.
I think that's a question that's on a lot of people's minds right now, because software-defined anything bears a little bit of definition. And at EMC, what we believe in is giving our customers the choice of the most appropriate architectures for their storage problems. So we have very innovative hardware-centric product designs that probably are the lion's share of the company's fame in the industry so far, but also enabled by some of the private cloud initiatives, by some of the capabilities that Intel servers create in server-centric architectures, a layer of software that knits together the storage capabilities of servers on a network such as Ethernet is a very robust, very high performance, very flexible platform for some of the agile enterprises that we deal with today. So customers like having that choice, the choice of hardware innovation when that's the most appropriate thing, and the choice of software definition to define service levels and let the infrastructure operate appropriately.
So why is NVMe and flash both key technologies in delivering to this core capability?
So what happened probably around 2 years ago, if you look at the evolution of flash, it started on some of the traditional protocols like Fibre Channel and SAS and SATA and so forth. But it was recognized that PCI Express was going to get you the lowest latency connectivity to that media. And there were vendors out there who were saying, I'm going to design my own, I'm going to home grow my own PCI Express drive. And a group of companies decided they didn't want to have six different programming models for PCI drives. So they formed the NVM Express work group, and they created a very efficient interface register model, programming model for those drives. And your listeners may have noticed a press release last week from NVM Express work group. And the same thing is happening again. Because they did such a good job defining this efficient queuing interface, many silicon vendors are saying, why limit yourself to PCI Express? PCI Express is, you know, very good, very low latency, not quite as good if you want to go across a data center.
Mm-hmm.
That's where you might want to use Ethernet, you might want to use InfiniBand. And so vendors are starting to say, silicon vendors are saying, I can give you NVM Express over Ethernet. I can give you NVM Express over Fibre Channel. And once again, we're at risk of everybody doing it differently. So the work group stepped up, and the press release announced that we are beginning the draft specification for something called NVM Express over Fabrics.
Oh, nice.
And Intel and EMC are going to be the co-authors of the original draft. Then we're going to take it to the group and start hammering it out.
So basically, you've got the NVMe protocol running over disparate physical connections is what you're talking about.
Correct. And Intel, actually, in the NVMe community, is demonstrating already a proof of concept where they're running it across Ethernet, IWARP, I believe. They're adding less than 10 microseconds of latency across that fabric. And that's going to combine the best of both worlds, the distance and the robustness of an existing standard with the efficiency of NVMe Express.
So, Danny, in the beginning of your introduction, you said that you were responsible for ensuring that you're prioritizing the right technologies to solve customer challenges. How do these technologies and this new advancement help in terms of solving problems for the enterprise?
It's a great time to have my job. There's no shortage of of opportunities here. I think the challenges and the opportunities really come down to, in general, IT budgets are not getting larger by anyone. And there's this metric that goes around that basically says about 70% of an IT budget is spent just keeping the lights on.
Right.
And only 30% is spent on net new applications, net new innovation, and things like that. What that means is we have to do more with less, or at least more with the same amount that we had before, in order to move the business forward. So technologies like Flash that are such immediate cost benefits for those time equals money applications fit immediately into that sort of characterization. Technologies like NVMe over Fabric that provide the same interface, the very low latency, very high performance, very efficient host-to-host connectivity, enable higher speed applications. And so any of the things that we can do that translate into better capital savings for customers, better operational savings for customers, or at the end of the day, time is a direct return to the business. And these technologies are really in that time savings, efficiency kind of quadrant.
So I know that you guys have some cool technology on demonstration at the Intel Developer Forum. What is it that you're showing here?
So we're showing our Scale.io product, which is a software-defined storage product. And it can basically take advantage of any storage within a cluster of servers. But they hadn't done a lot of deliberate work with NVMe Express drives. So we've put together a range of storage with some big, slow storage, like SATA hard drives, along with some SAS SSD, and then finally, again, courtesy of Intel, some NVMe Express SSDs. And we're showing how the different performance levels and how you can create these storage pools across large clusters of servers and get different levels of service from them.
Well, guys, it's been a pleasure to have you on the show. We don't do episodes with three guests very often, and it's always a special treat. One final question. If folks are interested in this topic, they want to talk more to you guys, is there a website or another location that you can send folks to?
You know, emc.com, it's a pretty easy one to go to for a lot of this information. We have a product positioning guide on emc.com, a whole bunch of different areas where you can see a bunch of videos and things that are all related to it. Currently up on the website, there is a video just spelling out a lot of the strategy that we talked about, or jason.davidson@emc.com. Be glad to follow up with anybody that has questions.
Well, thank you so much for being on the show today, guys. Have a great IDF, and hope to talk to you all again soon.
Our pleasure. Thanks for having us.
Thank you, Allison.
Visit ChipChat online at intel.com/chipchat. And for more information on data center technologies, visit intel.com/bigdata, intel.com/cloud, and intel.com/datacenteroptimization.